Yes, sir. One small thing. Help in the editing. Throughout, never use the word criminal. Use the word illegal.
Right, sir.
That's something I've always done. Second point, why don't we say it's now 11:10, and why don't we say 2 o'clock?
Fine.
I think you're going to need that time to get this pulled together to another...
Right, sir.
Another form.
That's right. Then we'll be ready by then.
Fine. Now, I've given you enough on both of those incidents. You think you can... Bizarre.
Oh, yes.
He can work from there.
Absolutely.
Because he knows the basic facts anyway, I think.
He knows them, and we'll have...
And he knows what the MemCon say. And in other words, I think the CIA one and so forth, we just lay her right out in terms that I'd ordered the meeting. I knew the meeting went on. I talked to Gray, asked him their requirement, told him to take as high as they could go. We don't put a question mark in if he did, but we've got ours in.
Oh, that's right.
And then that Gray later assured me that he had made an investigation. Whack. That finishes Gray. And the next thing is that in terms of the other one, which is a more difficult one because of the intricacies of the thing, that you work it into the same section where we talk about I was interested in protecting the national security, that when I began my own investigation, I followed this same rule. That is, that I told Peterson to do everything, I mean, and to go to the top of Watergate, but that he had to take into account the national security involved and this so forth. On April 18th, I specifically directed that I informed him that some of those involved in Watergate had been involved in investigating the Ellsberg matter. That I consider this a national security area, which should not be gone into in the Watergate matter.
Exactly.
And then go on to say, then say, in that same conversation, I pointed out that nothing, no evidence whatever, that had been developed by, the so-called Plumbers Group, when he questioned me, had been turned over to the prosecution in the Ellsberg case. You see.
Right, sir.
Now,